Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we saw the amazing way God brought down the walls of Jericho and helped his people enter the Promised Land. But what happened after that? Did the people keep trusting God now that they were home? Or did they face new challenges? Let's find out what happened during a new part of their journey, something the Bible calls the time of the judges. At first, things went well. The Israelites lived in the land God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They built homes, planted gardens, and enjoyed the land flowing with milk and honey. But soon, they forgot. They forgot how God had rescued them. They forgot to obey His commandments. And instead of worshiping the one true God, they started to follow the false gods of the people around them. The Bible says, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. That means people weren't listening to God anymore. They were just doing whatever they felt like. And that led to trouble. When the Israelites turned away from God, things would go badly. Enemies would attack, or trouble would come. The people would realize they needed help, and they would cry out to God. And do you know what God did? He sent help. God raised up special leaders called judges. These weren't judges with robes and gavels like in a courtroom. They were leaders and warriors who helped guide and rescue the people. Some of the judges were men like Gideon and Samson. Some were women like the wise and brave Deborah. And every time they listened to the judge, things got better. But then, they would forget again. And the cycle would start all over. Let me tell you a few short stories from the early time of the judges. There was a judge called Othniel. He was a brave leader from a strong family. When the people cried out to God, Othniel helped rescue them and brought peace to the land for many years. Another judge was called Ehud. He was clever and courageous. When God's people were in trouble, Ehud came up with a bold plan to stop a cruel king, and God gave him victory. The last judge we'll cover was called Shamgar. He didn't have a sword or armor, but he used what he had, a farming tool. With God's help, he stood up to Israel's enemies and saved the people. Each of these leaders was different, but God used them in special ways to help his people. Through every story, we see that when God's people called out to him, he listened, and he answered. Have you ever made the same mistake more than once? That's what the Israelites were doing. God was always ready to forgive them and help them, but they kept turning away. Still, God never gave up. His love was bigger than their forgetfulness. Sometimes we forget too. We forget to pray. We forget to be kind. We forget what we've learned. But God is always there, waiting to help us come back to Him. God doesn't want us to just do whatever we feel like. He wants us to follow Him because He knows what's best. Even when we fail or forget, He's ready to help us start again. The time of the judges teaches us that God is faithful, even when we aren't. Let's think about a few things together. Do you ever forget to listen to God? What helps you remember? What can you do when you realize you've made a mistake? Can you think of someone who helps you make good choices, like a judge helped Israel? No matter what, remember this, God never gives up on you. He wants to help you grow, learn, and walk in His ways. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, we'll meet a woman named Deborah, one of the judges God sent to help His people when they got into trouble. She was wise, brave, and trusted God with all her heart. You won't want to miss her story. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made, and God is with you every step of the way. Bye for now.